Welcome, listeners, to the stories of my life based on my doings on Salenzo's Runnings. Today, I want to start with congratulating Tunde Onakoya on achieving his set target, which is to create a new world record for chess playing. I mean, it's another world record, but records are there to be broken. Now, it is not just the records in themselves that just gives me joy. It's the confidence with which to attempt to break these records that is the greatest joy. It is not that every attempt to break every record that will be attempted by Africans is going to succeed. But for every African out there that is trying to break a record, just know this, man. We are all behind you and we wish you the best. It's a glorious era. We are in the end times of old. We are in the times of joy. The earth we are. Is the heaven we have. And it's to be, you know, lived by joy. We'll have challenges, uncertainties, but certainty belongs to God, right? So let's, you know, make certain of our dreams. Now, that's just the starting point. And it's so because myself, Salenzo, and the administration of my daddy, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, have been at, you know, loggerheads. You cannot say we are mutually exclusive because somehow we still share agreements and there are doings. And before I go into detail concerning my issue, you understand, I must first of all acknowledge the first lady. You understand, I like her doings. I'm vibing with her doings, her sayings. You know, especially this that she wants to start, you know, Agric clubs in primary and secondary schools. You understand? Because it's basic. What you are taught from young stays with you till old age. So, and there's this Amazonic understanding of what is necessary to be done by, you know, the Amazons amongst us, you know, we Africans. The women are, you know, They are breaking strides, you know, they are leaping, their doings, supposed to give us concern because we don't want the lazy, because we feel saying our rights. You know how kind, because if you check just this, no grief for anybody runnings. Oh no, they tidy our matter as guys, normal. I mean, if you go to, you know, all African games and you see that four by four really. You see the Amazonic doings inside now, after the leg burial of the guys, as always. You understand? Now they still carry us. And the Omolanke we they do, you know? Then you don't yana. Feeling good, feeling fine. While on Shebi Omolanke, daddy, how far now? Now you carry all of us, put this side. But just gas let you know, say Omo, the pillars them still day. All these are our women them. And Omo, they are brain, they sharp rapra. I mean, if you come and look at all this mini commissioner for a Greek in Lagos, I say, woman, if she's talking to you, do you understand? It'd be like Samsung with your updates. You understand? You go to roll the accuracy, you go to talk of interpolation, extrapolation, intelligence. You're the dash amount like that. If you watch this Aramide woman that is a special advisor to Governor Fantastic, if she's talking on a project, she's talking with authority. You know that kind of thing. But Baba, which kind of thing is this? If we look your minister side like this, now smell everywhere. They talk as if, you understand, they are prehistoric, as in, okay, let's get to the main thing. Not as if I'm calling names, but now wake up call, because we know they see the spiritual slap of fuck up, we just say, oh my lord, gonna. Look at Minister of Works. Minister of Works. Works. Infrastructure, the backbone. The galala way we take carry on in. We Buhari run. Ah, I did for front too. I don't know whether na first, second, or third, or last batch of hustlers I did, but I still did there now. Say how now? Say see what my Zazi do, see what my dad Zazi do. Now I can't corner, I can't really talk to full basket. Wait till we want to do verification for 2027. Oh, we are behind. We were supposed they fly like rockets. Please. The calamity of a project that is being executed. Oh, it's a calamity. There's no under. I don't know any other thing but to talk as I see. I am a civil engineer, trained civil engineer from the University of Lagos. So when you really come to civil engineering, you are in my 40. Now, I am not a highway specialist. Understand? I built infrastructure, telecom infrastructures. That was what took me around the entire country. It introduced me to the groove, Niger B. You understand? And where my shackings are, they always hot for my head. I enjoy like Niger way because I traveled it. Now, let's now talk about professionally concerning the Lagos Coast Road. The most shocking thing, based on, you know, basic ethics of construction, basic. You don't just go to site. That is what my daddy's administration did. You don't just go to site. You just go site. You are now telling us some arrant nonsense. I mean, this is the minister. He first of all said the promoter of the road. I'm not like, when did you even go to school? Because this road has been in discussion for over 30 years. The indigenous, they don't travel now. And when it comes to reconnaissance of any highway design, which is a precondition, the history of the place, you must go to it now. You must know the story, the geology, you know, encroachment, the patterns of nature. Don't you know that? Now, assuming that because it's Lagos, you have even... Is it that the minister has not seen, has not heard, or has not inspected the gorgeous development going on in Lagos? Lagos is a mega building site. Do I need to start to call the... I don't understand. Do not let all this 10 lane and train blah that he's talking about. What do you think is happening at the Orile end to Badagry? What does the Minister of Work think is happening there? Eh? That, sir, is part of the Lagos Abidjan Highway. That you are just calling 700 kilometers, say you don't declare one thing. You do not even know that that road is still part of your portfolio. You have not gone to even see what they are doing there. You are not giving us any update about how it is going on. This is a, you know, multinational development whereby you will discuss with other African nations. You understand? These are the kind of things we are talking about. Not you coming to... It is going to touch landmark. It will not touch landmark. I have designed it. I have redesigned it. I am now a consultant to him. If he wants, he get this yellow house, he go for touch. He no go, I call you the one and say, which kind of nonsense paparazzi be this? This is Lagos, center of excellence. Daddy, nah! Center of excellence. Everybody for the world know, nah. Which kind of fuck up? But then, I mean, no darling, I did talk, Abby. Anyhow, we be, you understand? The fact that, you know, it was just a mistake. Now, bleep. Now, I really don't know how my daddy is going to solve that because if I go into details, I'm disheartened. It's sad. But it is not for sadness to continue in the lives of, or in the lives, in our lives that I'm after. We are flogging it, because I am begging you to please put your mouth, but I'll say this, that is giving me joy, though. It's giving me joy because while watching, you know, ideas, you know, the way boys were yours, people were trying solutions. I saw one that he said, why did they not design it so that, you understand, the car goes underground and landmark remains somewhere. Why don't you do a bridge, you understand, so that you can save landmark? All these are positivities to me. I swear you down. But you see, why we are having any of that problem at all is because of what the minister is doing. Before, in any professional, you understand, standard operating procedure for contract is that you will design before you go to site. You will design before you go to site. Now, this is not what you are going to teach them in Lagos. You are not going to teach them in Lagos. Why I say that is, as we are like this in 2024, I really think, because last year, Governor Fantastic promised us the Fort Mainland was going to start. And I want to use this opportunity to remind, because I was saying that it was the first quarter that we're going to commence the Fort Mainland Bridge construction. And I think we are already going in the second quarter now, maybe 3 months. This match now. So please, let's actually use this as an update so that they can upgrade the information we previously have. But my joy is the fact that despite the fact that they have not done anything on the Fort Mainland Bridge, we Lagosians, we know how it is going to look. We know the buildings is going to affect. They have sat down with government. They are in discussion. They are doing compensation so that by the time the contractor gets to site, there will be no stories like it is unfolding on the coastal road. And that is a $2.5 billion project. You see the problem? Now, that is how it's done in Lagos. And they have their red line to show it. They have their blue line to show it. They have, obviously, the Orile-Badagry Express to show their professionalism. And the fact that Lagos State, being the smallest state, is moving the largest traffic in the whole of Nigeria. This is not a boast. It's a fact. You can, you know, check. Moreover, based on, you know, the antecedents, they have the data of registered cars every day to help, you know, as data for design purposes. Now, all these things are there in excess. You can't bring one person where just they talk, say, you get promoter, we get, can't the cap dust give us for Lagos center of excellence? That the you shaken, huh? But now they go back, gonna forward ever now every day. But please, it has become very important, as paramount as it can be, that we need to design, we need to take time to design the Lagos Calabar Coastal Highway. It is not an idea. Here is why. You see, it's going to be a major corridor, because when a road connects 9 states of 36, that's one more than a quarter now, Abi. 9 times 4, eh? It's 36. That's actually, Abi, what was 9 times 4? It's about that now, eh? That's a quarter of the entire country now. So you can imagine, and Lagos being Lagos, you understand, the economic center, the economic epicenter of the entire, you can imagine the volume of cars that we're going to call in. Now, apart from the cars that are coming in, of which we know from the Lagos Ibadan end. If you travel and you come near Lagos, you go no waiting traffic be. You understand? So you might need that experience. And that's why you find out that the Lagos Ibadan, it's as if the construction has not stopped. You know why? Because the rate of development is so high, the cars, they're having to do flyover and all that, you understand? But since this is a spanking brand new road, it's not totally greenfield, because it's going to merge with some other existing roads, but it's still new. Eh? You now have to explain to me, why will we go to site when we have along that route Dangote refinery, 650 liters per day refinery. We have a deep sea port, the deepest sea port in Nigeria. I be where they think say the road will follow. We have a congested Lekki-Epe expressway that is going to be decongested by Lagos Calabar. Because all these places that you are calling now, VI, Jakonde, Sangote, are still along the shorelines. It is almost parallel now. So, and the development there now, you understand, all of them just come out to Lekki-Epe. A lot of them will go to Lagos, Port Harcourt. So the sheer volume of cars, and it is only now that we are looking at it. A construction that will take 3 years will mean now that you have to extrapolate the number of cars we have now to even when it is going to start. There is a lot of numeric details you have to go through to do a comprehensive design, because by the time you get to that part of the refinery, how many lanes are you talking? What about the interchanges? You can't go down now. You cannot tell me now that you are going to do a ground level interchange in Lagos. That is totally out of it. So you are going to have vertical alignments, horizontal alignments to deal with. Is it not that when you get to that place, you now start thinking, or Lamata, we set it, a Lagos Ministry of Works, we set a team with Lamata to look at all these things, you understand? And at the same time, start to set up the same thing for all of the other 8 states. I don't understand. Because there is train. You see, the biggest problem of the Lagos Coastal Road is really not the pavement. Do you know how many people are going to be moved, as in human beings that are going to be moved by that road? They are going to cross now. They are going to cross with their vehicle. They are going to cross with their legs. A lot of people that we access, you understand, the rail line, they have to move. So how can you now go to site on such a project without a design? Whoever knows, my daddy should tell you. You see, the world standard that road is going to be, is going to be known from its design, not by any idea now. Because what is necessary to achieve adequacy, you understand? And this adequacy is on the long run. You are not designing the road for today now. You are designing the road for the future. So, and I think right now, it's 10, 15, 20 years into the future. It must be able to accommodate the projected extrapolated traffic that year. So why are you now doing like amateur? You now bring an amateur into a professional's field. Abi, the thing say now, let me let you guys know one thing. Forget whatever reference or name I'd actually call the Minister of Works, Umay. Well, you have to understand that if you are not up to it, don't just better go it. This is Nigeria. You see that you are selected to lead a position does not make you the smartest person for that, you understand, position. Because if not by to check who shall pass with the amount of brilliant people within Nigeria, guy, that selection can even be harder than even the presidential one. You understand that kind of thing? Based on qualification. Akawigon, not as whether Yoruba, Igbo, all of us together. Because when you dare there, you hear all of them. I see some house again, they speak the English today. I say, ah, omo, fine, die everything. I say, yes, all of them, whether in Britain or UK. This one. They are, we are all over the place. It's not a joke now. Because my daddy has in his arsenal to bring someone from anywhere. Anywhere. So that he has told you to do the job. You are now saying it's a political stunt. You now be the stunt inside the politics. So, please, I like the fact that people are speaking up of options, but we don't need options. We need to know exactly what is going to happen. And I promise you guys that if they really design that road, when we see that design, whether not best in the world or not best in the world, now that time we go know, because check on the interchanges go bad, gone now. Because from that road, you must access Ajah, you must access, you understand that kind of thing. So, the interchange, how many go even D? You understand? Because, and at the same time, that's why you need all the other, because there's a traffic end to the matter now. Is there are some states that are not that developed around that side. But their development will be hastened because of the road. But Lagos is already developed. Port Harcourt is already developed. You understand? Calabar is also coming to, but all these places now, interchanges, and even where you will not be the interchange now, that the interchange will be. This is the time to get the alignment ready now. You can leave a space for a pillar based on that you will commence the construction 10 years from now. From now, if you do proper design. Because there are projections you are going to, there are professionals in Nigeria that will sort all these things out now. Is this political people that are just confusing themselves? I think once they have in a position, they are the best. Umay was thinking that to be a civil engineer means that you know everything in Nigeria. It's impossible now. When we were in school, we even did general engineering, whereby you don't really specify in your final year. But some schools, you specify in your final year now. I don't know the school he went, but at the end of the day, you just have to be amongst professionals. And bring all this thing down. You are not the mouthpiece of the project. Put a professional mouthpiece for the project. The minister should know that he will not do only this road for my daddy, this tenor. Please, now that this is going on, everybody should insist. If you tell me whether they should remove him, they better just remove him. I just need someone that will be doing the work without all of us worrying. But I always believe that whoever wants to develop and learn, every position you have a right to fuck up. But if you see your fuck up and you change your ways, why? You can be the biggest person in that position. And all he has to do is just put professionals, core professionals around him. It is not you to be an engineer. It is for you to be a highway engineer. There's a specialty to it now. So all this, and please, this a private promoter cannot be for a federal road. All the thinkings of that nonsense, this thing, is not in tandem with our own. Please, let us take our project. And President Bola Tinubu, this is not for you and your cabal friends. It will be a failure. You no be saying anything. You go collect your result. They know the fear give result for here. Now make it better now with the pray. You understand? But may God give you wisdom. Call the one as I be. Nah, at all. And I thank God, see people, they talk put. We know they even claim, say, we wise. But we just, they contribute so that on our way wise, fit make sure, say, we do this matter wisely now. I be me when I ask myself, even if na small house, you want to be, now so did they do them. The way we might go start that road, now so did they do them. The other ones, now they see Fashola do, not be asked, they ask, they will put, you know, they see, in the collect one small sheet of paper. For who? For which state? Center of Excellence. Bros, take your time. Bros is, when I tell them, may not be like I say with the fight, but may all of us did the same page because this road where we're not talk so. Now, sexy, more sexy. Please do help me share. Thank you.